Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'd like to get punched in the side of the head by our next guest, Carl.
That is from last night. It is Dukes and Bell. He is Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. Arch, what is going on today, man? How's your trip, by the way?
Yeah, everything's going good, man. I'm in Iowa, 75 degrees, low humidity. I should be teeing it up right now, but I've decided to drink beer instead. So, it's a tough choice.
Right.
I feel like I've made a good, solid choice. And no hay man up here, though. No hay man in Des Moines, Iowa. I don't know what you guys are doing to distribution. We need to get that fixed.
All right, we'll work on it.
We're trying to get some Midwest penetration there, Arch.
Well, I might be your guy for that, so there you go.
All right, good luck, and hope you guys win the Cy Hawk Trophy. All right, big fella, it's a small sample size, but can Caleb McGarry be the starter in Minnesota, or Dan Quinn still going to need more time on this?
Well, it's going to be tough, I think, Mike, for him, simply because of, I talked to him last night. You guys have played some of the sound. He was really fatigued after two quarters of football, and that was against guys that he's supposed to block, right? We were just looking for him to get on the field, be able to ramp it up, be able to get his assignments done, and he was better than that. He dominated at times, which was cool. That's what we wanted to see. He was supposed to dominate those guys he blocked against, but he did get really fatigued, and he was the first guy to admit that. He says, as much as I've tried to train and try to get myself back in shape, having to kind of go slow roll it for here the last couple of weeks, I probably wasn't where I needed to be, and I'm certainly not where I need to be for a full game cardiovascularly to be able to handle that and not fatigue late. And we certainly don't want to be in a two-minute drive at the end of a game and all of a sudden Caleb, he's out of gas, and you've got Daniel Big Game Hunter or somebody coming off the edge and he can't get him blocked. So I think that's the part that you're pumping the brakes on a little bit on him. I thought he looked really good last night. You were just looking, again, for him to execute his assignments and then show some of the ability to maul people, and he dominated some people last night. It was fun to watch. But I think we're probably – I'd like to say that he could be ready to go for Philly, and he could probably be ready to go for Minnesota, but he's only going to have to go some to be ready for Minnesota. I would think that maybe Philly is the target date for him. Okay. Do we have somebody that can step in and maybe – fill the gap until Caleb maybe is at full speed from a win standpoint so he can handle 60 minutes.
Arch, how do you feel about this run game as a whole?
Well, I love it, Carl. I mean, this was, everybody wanted to talk about, okay, protection's going to be better. We got these two young guys coming in, the two number one picks, and then we got the two guys you got in free agency, and you thought, okay, well, protection's going to be better. That was not the goal here. Remember, your quarterback threw for 5,000 yards and 35 touchdowns last year. Protection was not a big issue. I mean, you had some issues, but it was not the big issue. The big issue was getting back to what you were in 16, where you're a top five rushing team as well as a top five passing team. You do that, and now you got things you're tough to handle. And that's what they want to do. They want to get bigger up front. They wanted to be able to maul people in the run game. And I think that we're going that direction. I think that obviously getting Devontae on the field, we're going to look forward to seeing Devontae on the field, but with the guys that have played, you can see where you're playing on the other team's side of the line of scrimmage. And again, we got a small sample size of ones versus ones in the preseason. And that's kind of the way we're going here with this preseason stuff. But in the ones versus ones, I did like where we were as far as doing those type of things, playing 2-3 yards down the field before a running back gets hit. And all of a sudden you look up and you thought it was a 5-yard gain, it's an 8-yard gain. Those are the kind of things you're looking for. And then as you guys talk about all the time, it transitions into play action now where they're really ganging up against the run. Now linebackers have to step or take away the run, and you're pulling the ball out and you're throwing in behind them to Sanu, Ridley, Jones. It just makes major problems, creates major problems. That's what you saw in 16. So that's what the change in offensive line was about, to be able to include inside zone with outside zone, be able to maul people in the run game, and I do see some signs going that direction. Now it's a small sample size, guys. We did not get to see a lot of it. Right. From the number ones versus the other team's number ones. We'll obviously see that a week from Sunday.
It is Dave Archer. Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. That's where he is, live on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, man, we really like Qadree Ollison. We were playing the call you and Wes had where he's like knocking people over. Why didn't we see more of him earlier? They want to give Brian Hill the shot, too.
Yeah, I think it was just a matter of spacing out the reps, Mike. I think that give him an opportunity Brian Hill give an opportunity. He was from their perspective, those two players you named, Brian Hill and Qadree Ollison, Hill was the incumbent, so to speak. He was the veteran coming back, and Ollison's the rookie, the draft pick. So maybe you pay a little bit of respect to the guy that's been here, a guy that played well late in the year. Remember, guys, this guy ripped off a 100-yard game against Carolina, and that's a tough team. We've watched that develop over the years, where that's a tough team to run the football against, and he had a nice day on that Sunday up in Carolina. So he probably deserved the opportunity first. But Ollison brings a versatility. You guys got a chance to see it last night. It's something he did at Pitt. You know, he was a featured runner his freshman year when James Conner got sick. And then when Conner came back, he had to shift gears and play some other roles. He played fullback. He played H-back, played some tight end. And we saw some of that last night. I thought he was in the three roles where he had ISO block in the run game. I thought he won two of the battles and probably lost one. But that at least shows you that he's capable of filling that role, because I don't think we're going to get a lot of two-back sets, certainly with a fullback and a running back, the standard style. You're going to probably see more of tight ends back there. Luke Stocker will probably be that lead blocker in an I-formation scenario as opposed to what you're going to get with Ollison. But he did show the versatility. I think that's what he brings to the table that Brian Hill probably doesn't.
It is Dave Archer. We're talking about our Falcons. I'm just sitting here, looking at things, and the kicking situation obviously is a big story. Matt Bryant's workout reports are that it went well today. Now we'll see where this goes, but what do you do if you're the Falcons? Because here's the kicker, Arch. You can sign Matt, and we hope that they do, because we think he's our best option. But then, don't you have to also guard against what may happen down the road with Matt?
Absolutely, Carl. That's what they'll do. Remember, there's guarantees for guys, veteran players like that. You bring a veteran player in week one, and you sign him before the week one date, then his salary is guaranteed. So if you do that, let's say you sign Matt Bryant this week, you decided, okay, he had a great workout, I love where he is physically, then we're going to go with Matt Bryant. So you're going to have to get some concessions in the contract from him that if he can't go or he can't give you the full 16 weeks, then you need to get some of your money back, right? And players don't normally want to do that. If they get a contract, then they're going to take the guaranteed money and run. So if you look back at last year, he was a guy that didn't practice all week long, 10 weeks he didn't practice. And so you had to have a kicker on retainer. Namely, Giorgio Telvecchio had to be on retainer for 7 weeks. And then Telvecchio had to be active for 3 weeks last year. Remember, he won a game for us. He was 5 for 5. So he couldn't answer the bell every time. That's the part that you're really skittish about here with Brian. There's no doubting that you line him up there and go kick it, there's not going to be anybody better.
Right.
But can he do it for 16 weeks for you? Is he going to pull a hamstring in the middle of the game to where Matt Bosher has to finish the game for you and do the kicking? Because you can't carry two active kickers.
Right.
You're taking away some of your special teams or somebody in the secondary that's going to help you maybe at some point in the game. So it's a real tough, it's not just as easy, I'm going to go sign Matt Bryant, and that's it. That's not that easy, because he's 44 years old, and he's shown that he's been injury prone over the last couple of years.
It is Dave Archer. And that's the thing, Arch. We're explaining the 53-man roster, and it is what it is. That's the number. You can put guys on practice squad, have a guy on retainer, keep them on ice. But there was nothing wrong with the logic based on everything you laid out on what the Falcons and how they handled it. They thought Telvecchio was the guy. Remember Matt Prater back in 07?
Sure.
Prater flaked out. They didn't bring Morton Anderson back. So, Telvecchio, he may find his success somewhere else in the league, but it's just – he's put the Falcons ultimately in a bad spot. I put this on Telvecchio. It's not Dimitroff or Dan's fault. They played the numbers.
No, you're exactly right, Mike. You had a sample size on this guy. He went 5 for 5 last year in field goals, 2 for 2 from 50-plus. Two of those two kicks beat the Giants, I believe, last year. And he was 8 for 8 in extra points. If you're going to get a sample size, you like that. That looks pretty good. And he can kick it. He can kick off. He can take some of the pressure off of off of Bosher to not have to kick off. But yeah, he's, you know, what, 4 for 9 in field goals. And, you know, it's one thing to miss, and I think he had 3 of the misses that he's missed. 3 of his 5 misses are 50-plus. And so we kind of got used to that happening regularly where Bryant knocked those through, and he did. But when you start missing 39-yarders, so you miss a 35-yarder, and now you're kind of starting to mess with our ability to put points on the board in key moments, and that's when you get a little scared about what's going on at the kicker spot.
Arch, next week when we talk to you, it'll be all business as we get ready for Minnesota.
Yeah.
What makes you feel good about our team right now?
Well, I think that the biggest thing, Carl, is I think it looks like McGarry is kind of the final piece. We're healthy. It looks like we're going to go into the regular season. That's the one I cross my fingers, and I know you guys do too. And then one of my keys to every game is let's get out of here healthy. Let's just get all our people. You're going to have KZ and Sheffield will be back, so you're going to be your depth in the secondary is going to be ready to go. Deion Jones is going to step on the field for you at the middle backer spot. He's going to be ready to go. We know Grady's ready. You've done a nice job of taking care of him. The receiver core is ready to go. Devontae's ready to roll. I think that's the part that I'm most excited about is you're going to get your full complement of weapons on both sides of the ball on the field at the same time since really the Philly game last year. We haven't seen all these guys on the field. We lost Deion in that game. That was the game that Devontae got banged up in that game, and that was it. We started losing guys left and right. It's going to be cool to see everybody on the field. I think that's the part that I'm most excited about. And then it's the developmental part of this offensive line. And I was really encouraged by McGarry, and I get it. You know, he was not blocking against that Minnesota defensive front this weekend, but he made the strides and he showed the signs that kind of what we saw, and I know you guys talked about it early in camp, you know, he was beginning to come on. He was really starting to maybe solidify himself and maybe take that job in camp. And then he had this scenario happen with the heart. So, maybe we got a little glimpse of that we can get to that maybe in the first couple weeks of the season as well.
It is Dave Archer. He and Wes Durham will be along for the call. Start with Minnesota and then Philly here on Sunday Night Football. Have fun out there in Iowa, man. Hope the Cyclones get it done.
Thanks, man. Shoeless Joe Jackson just emerged from a corn.
I knew it.
Yeah, next year the Yankees are playing out there in the corn. No joke, man. Have a great time, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.